Welcome to The Author Show, where we always present new authors and books, from fiction to self-help and everything in between, you name it, and you will find it here. To watch the TV version of the show, visit authorswebtv.com. That's authorswebtv.com. And now, let the show begin.
Hello and welcome back to The Author Show. This is your host, Don McCauley. Today we're welcoming to the program author Gregory A. Wilson, and Greg is the author of The Third Sign. Greg, how are you?
I'm very well, Don. Thanks for having me.
Good. Is this your first book?
It is my first novel. My first book was an academic book released by Clemson University Press a couple of years ago, but this is my first novel, actually.
Now, I'm just wondering, and I'm really curious to know, what are the differences between academic and creative writing for you?
Well, you know, both of them are enjoyable in their own ways, I think. I'm drawn, I think, increasingly towards the creative field. But the biggest difference, I think, between the two of them is the audience. Academic writing has to be well-researched, theoretically, and clear. But creative writing has to grab and keep the reader's attention. And so a lot of what I find enjoyable about creative writing is being able to take risks that perhaps you can't take on the academic side. Those are the biggest differences for me, although I must say that a lot of people say that there's a kind of flow to my creative work that they like, and I'm sure that comes from being trained as an academic originally. So although there are differences, they kind of blend into each other, too.
Well, gee, maybe that's why school is so boring, huh? Maybe we need to get a bunch of creative writers to do the textbooks from now on, and that probably...
There you go. There you go. Not my school. My school is never boring.
That ADD thing just went away.
Okay. That's right. There you go.
So what drew you to fantasy as a genre?
I grew up with fantasy, actually. My father and mother, who were both teachers, read work to me when I was a child from, you know, J.R.R. Tolkien and C.S. Lewis and Ursula Le Guin and people like that. And as I grew up, that was the sort of stuff that really fired my imagination. And I read pretty widely as a kid. I read a lot of different stuff. And now as a college professor, I teach a lot of different things. But fantasy was kind of the genre that I always returned to. And The Third Sign, I really write a lot of different kinds of fantasy. But The Third Sign is an epic fantasy, and it's really kind of a tribute, in a way, to the authors that really interested me most when I was growing up as a child. So I'm kind of paying back a little bit to the genre that got me interested in reading when I was young.
Tolkien changed my life, I'll tell you that. Now, how long did it take you to write this book?
I actually started writing this book. This is a long and winding road. I started writing it back in 1996, I believe, or at least the first couple of chapters of it. I was the greatest beginner and not finisher of work ever for a long period of time. I mean, I've got, you know, 50 great beginnings to novels that just didn't get finished because I got bored with them or I had other things I was doing. And this initially followed that same path. I wrote the first couple of chapters of it, and then I got buried in a lot of responsibilities, and I let it go. 6 years later, in 2002, I graduated with my doctorate in English, and I had gotten sick of academic writing, and I wanted a break from it. And so I went back to those early chapters I had written and revised them substantially because the author of, you know, 2002 was better, I hope, than the author of 1996. And this time, having learned that I could write a book-length work, because I'd just written my dissertation, I stuck with the novel, and I finished it until the summer of 2004. So, you know, technically, I guess it took 8 years, but realistically, it was about 2 years to finish the book.
Now, what was the biggest challenge for you in completing this book?
Probably the biggest challenge for me was striking a balance between paying tribute to the works which really interested me, which I mentioned already, these fantasy works, and not imitating them. There's a problem in the fantasy genre, I think, where people are really anxious to find that you're doing something different. And even if there's resonance of earlier people's work in your work, a lot of times fantasy writers say, well, you know, this is just like insert obscure author here, and, you know, why didn't you know about that, and, you know. So you have to be careful to try to, you can't reinvent the wheel every time, I think, but you also have to be careful not to be a slavish imitator. And so striking a balance between writing something which people would recognize as epic fantasy, but not writing something which people would think, hey, this is just like, you know, the last six books I read like this, that was probably the biggest challenge for me, I think.
For some of our listeners, you know, getting published is the Holy Grail. How did you get this published?
We have like a half hour. It took a while. When I finished the novel in 2004, I started to query agents, and I got a number of rejections, a number of requests for partial manuscripts, and a few full manuscript requests. And I got a couple of those that what I would classify as very near misses, where they were, you know, we had gone back and forth, and one agent in particular and I was very close to signing me, and she finally passed, telling me that the quality of the book was very good, which I had heard from most people, but that Epic Fantasy was, to use her word, oversold. And she said she had thought about taking on the book anyway, but she just thought the market would have been too difficult. Fast forward now to 2005, I believe it was, where I attended a convention called Gen Con, which is a very large gaming and fantasy and science fiction convention that has a big writing track with a lot of authors. I ran into John Helfers, who was an editor at Five Star, and John was interested in my book. And when I told him the story about the oversold thing that the agent had said, he said, well, the reason that fantasy is oversold, as they say, is by definition because it keeps selling, right? So, you know, people keep buying it. And so he decided that he wanted to buy my book as well. So in January of 2006, I submitted it to him. We went back and forth discussing revisions and so forth, which I made. I resubmitted it in early 2007. And in late 2007, he made the offer. I accepted it in early 2008. And finally, I got published in 2009, about a week ago. So it was a long and winding road, and I always laugh when people say, you know, so what, you know, what has it been like working with your new book, you know? And for me, new is, you know, what, 6-7 years old now? So I think it's very rare for authors to have a book which doesn't go through a pretty long process to get finished, and mine was no different in that way.
And I think that's something really that a lot of writers miss. You know, they expect to go out there and get it done immediately, and that is not the case with anybody.
Right, and writing doesn't finish, and, you know, finishing the book itself, even finishing the revision, is just the start of the process, not the end. I mean, now that it's published, I'm in the process of doing readings and interviews and things like that and promotion, and in the meantime, of course, I'm writing. The most important thing you can do is, you know, write more work, and so that's what I'm doing as well. So this is the first step, not the end step.
Right. If we look at this entire process, what part of this process would you say that you've really enjoyed the most?
I think probably the most enjoyable part was with me, this is a phrase I use often and in the book, is getting to share publicly a world that I have long imagined privately. Writing ultimately is about communication, and this is, for me, I mean, I have a lot of different forms of communication that I've done over the years, but this is really the most rewarding form of communication I think that one can have. Because of its reach, because of people all over the place that you've never heard of who can reach out and speak to you and be moved by stuff that you did. And that, I think, is the most enjoyable part for me, is being able to publicly share that world with a number of people. And communication is really what it's all about, and getting the chance to do that has been the thing I've enjoyed the most about this, I think.
What part of this process would you say that you really did not enjoy or enjoyed the least?
the wait, the incredible wait. I think it's just the time delay. It takes so long for anything to get completed. And I had a little bit of, you know, work done in this based on my academic writing, where you also have lots and lots of time in between steps of the process. And that can be frustrating because, you know, you're fired up and ready to go. And, you know, I've got this world I want people to know about. And they say, great, and we'll be back to you in, you know, a year and a half. Plus, things can happen in the interim, you know, given the economy. Publishing houses can change and fold and, you know, different things can happen. So I think the wait was the thing that I liked the least about it, but it's inevitable. There's nothing you can really do about that.
If we talk specifically about The Third Sign, did you have a picture in your mind as to what was going to happen on the other end when the book was finished and completed and was out there? Did you see yourself living in a big mansion, or what was that picture that you drew in your mind?
Oh, well, I'm already in the big mansion. No, I think the picture for me, I don't know that I had a specific picture. I think that I imagined myself becoming better known and thus better able to produce my work. You know, write sequels, write other works, and hopefully be able to network with other authors. I was under no illusions. When you get into academia, you quickly get disabused of any notions about sitting on a couch being fed grapes, you know, by adoring fans. It doesn't happen there, and so I didn't think it was likely to happen as an author either. Those are the kinds of things that if miraculously all this money came in and I did end up, you know, being incredibly financially successful, that would be great. But that's not the purpose. The purpose is to become an established writer with which I can eventually make a career. That's kind of what I was hoping for from the beginning. And at least the early stages, it seems to be the way that it's working. This is kind of the way the process works. And I am starting to get interviews and get buzz around this book and others, and to network with authors in the way that I had hoped. And so that's, you know, the first parts of what I had imagined seem to be coming true thus far.
Well, as I mentioned, Tolkien was the person who just blew me away when I read his book. I mean, the detail that he went into and all the genealogy and all of that kind of thing. And I remember thinking when I was very young, how does a person ever begin to write a book like this? How does, you know, at that age I was saying, how does he keep all this straight, you know?
Yep.
So I'm wondering, when you develop your characters, is it a situation where you really have formulated this world in your mind and you're just kind of putting a pen to it, or is it more of a situation where you start and things develop and you keep track of them as you go?
I think it really depends. It's a good question. I think it really depends on the book. In my particular case, each book that I've written has been a little bit different. For The Third Sign, I had a vague sense, normally a couple of chapters ahead, of where I was going to go. And especially in an epic fantasy, you need to have a vague sense because, as you say, there's so many strands to keep track of and families going here and people going there and multiple viewpoints. And in my book, in The Third Sign, there are multiple viewpoints from different characters. So for The Third Sign, I had a vague sense of where I wanted to go, but I hadn't outlined the whole thing. And that's largely because, you know, you end up taking left or right turns one way or the other, depending on how the plot leads you. And if you have an outline that you must follow at all costs, then that ends up maybe sometimes restricting what the book could have done. But for other books I've written, I outlined much more of it in advance so that I had a sense of where things were going. And so it really just depends on the book. For The Third Sign, it was more, I think, letting the characters lead me where they wanted to go. And that provides a certain kind of, I don't know, naturalness perhaps to the flow of the plot that seems to work well, at least in that case.
If you knew for a fact that nobody would ever pick up a copy of what you had written, they wouldn't crack a page, they wouldn't read a single word of it, would you continue to write?
I think probably not. I don't know whether lots of authors say, oh, it's all about the process of writing. I think a lot of that is hokum. I think that, you know, I could write journals and diaries for myself if I wanted to do that. I think this is about, as I said before, communicating with other people. Now, if I knew that just one person would pick up the book and read it and get something out of it, yeah, then I would still continue to write. Because reaching out to people, at least one other person, is the whole point. Beyond that, you know, communicating with somebody is important. How many people, that's sort of less relevant, but communicating to someone is important. So for me, yeah, if I knew that no one else was going to write it, was going to be reading it, then I probably wouldn't have written, to be honest with you. It's about communication, I think.
So what do you get out of it?
I think I get the joy of expressing what I imagined on the page. I have the experience of having other people sort of tell me what they imagined and finding sort of the being moved by how different and similar sometimes those feelings can be. I had a person actually who converted part of this book into a video game, and the first 2 hours of it are made into this video game process. And it was cool, you know, going through that and watching the experience, having the experience of watching what someone else had visualized in their head and putting that forward onto the screen was a real pleasure for me. And so I think what I get out of it is just the joy of discovery the first time when I'm first coming up with the ideas, and then rediscovery when I find someone else has also found the world that I enjoyed to be enjoyable as well. And that's a rush for me.
What's next for you?
Well, I am shopping a second novel called Icarus to agents and publishers. That's gotten some preliminary interest, which I'm pleased about. I'm going to be co-editing an anthology of speculative fiction and politics with a lot of Hugo and Nebula Award-winning authors, and that's very exciting. And I'm also working on a third novel, and if sales of The Third Sign go well, then I'm hoping to take my next work to a larger house. There are a lot of authors with my publisher that have done the same thing. And, you know, I've had a very good response so far in terms of interviews and conventions and conferences and the like. The future really holds more writing, more communicating, and more reaching out to others. That's the hope.
Most important question, where can we find your book?
Ah, yes, that is the most important question. You can find my book. It's available at Amazon, at Barnes & Noble. It's available in libraries near you. You can also request, of course. It's available in independent stores, too. And you can find the information for all of this on my website, which is www.gregoryawilson.com. And if you go there, that will bring you to a page where you can go to my academic work or my writing work, and my creative work has all the links there in terms of where you can buy the book.
Well, this has been very enlightening. Our guest today has been Gregory A. Wilson, and Greg is the author of The Third Sign, among other things. Greg, thanks very much for being with us today.
Thank you very much for having me, Don. I appreciate it.
This is Don McCauley wrapping up another edition of The Author Show. If you are an author or know an author, learn how you can help a publisher publish you by visiting helpapublisherpublishyou.com. Each week you'll receive a listing of publishers, small presses, and others who may be interested in publishing your work. This is a free service of The Author Show. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit www.theauthorshow.com. Fill out the form, and we may be contacting you shortly. Join us tomorrow for another great guest.
Thank you for listening to The Author Show. To contact us about the show, call toll-free 1-877-955-8800. That's 1-877-955-8800. Or visit wnbnetworkwest.com. Tune in next time for another great author on The Author Show.